From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll continues to rise after a huge earthquake struck Nepal. The massive 7.8 magnitude quake struck the Himalayan region Saturday. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. The latest Interior Ministry figures say that more than 1,800 people are confirmed dead. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, the quake destroyed parts of Kathmandu, triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest, and devastated the mountainous region.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider. India is assisting a rescue effort in the tiny neighboring country. Indian Foreign Secretary Subramaniam Jaishankar says the effort will be scaled up on Sunday. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State says that its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes approved by the Iraqi Ministry of Defense using fighter, attack, bomber, and remotely piloted aircraft against Islamic State terrorists. The strikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar struck or disabled and destroyed Islamic State fighting positions, vehicles, and heavy machine guns. Meanwhile, in Syria near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. On Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at a border crossing between Iraq and Jordan, killing 4 soldiers and injuring 10 others. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shigur on Saturday, 4 days after fighting with Syrian forces. Analysts say Jisr al-Shigur's fall opens up a strategic route for the rebels to neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Vote counting is underway in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a 3rd 5-year term. As Anne Luck reports, opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre is expected to come in 2nd in the single-round presidential poll.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a 3rd term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
Several hundred demonstrators chanting "Shut it down" marched through the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore Saturday to protest the death of a black man while in police custody. The demonstrators marched after gathering at the spot in Baltimore where Freddie Gray was arrested on April 12. He suffered a spinal cord injury while in custody and died 1 week after his arrest. Protesters have demanded justice for the 25-year-old Gray, whose funeral is set for Monday. The Baltimore Police Department says it will release information on its investigation of the incident late next week. President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mr. Obama said the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in negotiating trade pacts across the world. The president said he is committed to making sure that the trade agreements will not result in American workers losing their jobs.
The trade agreements I'm negotiating will drive a race to the top. And we're making sure American workers can retool through training programs and community colleges and use new skills to transition into new jobs.
Mr. Obama is pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote yes or no on trade deals but could not change them. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.